Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum. If I could just have your attention to the screen, we have a PowerPoint. And the theme of the Juz 25 is about forgiveness, reconciliation, but moreover, it's about how Islam is inclusive, not exclusive. In other words, our religion is based on the belief in the one God, the messengers, the books, and that is the aqidah of Islam, but we're also including people who are followers of monotheism as well. And so if we go to the first slide, in this ayah, it starts a surah, which is surah number 42, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that he is having the angels extol their sustainer's limitless glory and praise and ask forgiveness for all who are on earth. So Allah is telling us that we should be praying for forgiveness for all people. And then in Surah 42, number 13, we are talking about the different faiths and that we believe in what has been enjoined upon Abraham, Moses, Jesus, steadfastly upholding the true faith and do not break up the unity therein. And I think this is important because Islam is a religion that we believe as Muslims. We have our faith, but anyone who surrenders himself or herself to God, that in and of itself is by definition Islam. And so we should be wary about not being judgmental towards people of other faiths, especially if they are of the monotheistic faith. Next slide. Then the Quran is talking about how to establish the common ground and deal with problem solving, and basically saying that we should always be looking at what are the mutual views. And the Quran is telling the Prophet, alayhi salatu wasalam, I am bidden to bring about equity in your mutual views. So again, this idea of reconciling, building a common ground, extending from our faith to other faiths so that there's no contention between us and you. And the Quran makes a challenge. There's a hypothetical rejoinder in the Quran. Hypothetical rejoinder, basically in the art of debate, is when you accept the other person's term, and then you say, even if that were true, I would do such and such. And so the Quran is telling the Prophet, say, O Prophet, if the Most Gracious truly had a son, I would be the first to worship him. And when you think about this verse, it's actually unsettling. Like, how could we ever do that? But the Quran is actually saying, we have so much faith, there is no such thing. But if it were, we would be the first in following the Prophet in doing such a thing. So it is actually underscoring the certainty of faith within our understanding of strict monotheism. Next slide. And then when it comes to Shura, there is a whole list of characteristics of those who are working together within the Ummah. And what they represent, they are those who whatever has been given to you is but passing enjoyment of life, but they are the ones who place the trust with their sustainer, and who shun the more heinous sins and abominations, who whenever they are moved to anger readily forgive, and who respond to the call of their sustainer and are constant in prayer, and whose rule in all matters of common concern is consultation among themselves, and who spend on others out of what we provide for them out of sustenance, and who, whenever tyranny afflicts them, defend themselves. وَالَّذِينَ يَجْتَنِبُونَ الْكَبَائِرِ الْإِثْمِ وَالْفَوَاحِشَ وَإِذَا مَا غَضِبُوهُمْ يَغْفِرُونَ وَالَّذِينَ اسْتَجَابُوا لِرَبِّهِمْ وَأَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَأَمْرُهُمْ شُورَ بَيْنَهُمْ وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. And these are the characteristics of those who have placed their trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Next slide. Then we go to the contrast of this. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was saying that if he had provided abundant sustenance, if we had abundant sustenance, there would be wanton insolence. There would be so much greed. But he has decided to provide people, you know, some with more and some with less, so that they learn to help one another. So this is actually by design. is this idea that not everybody has the same, but by not having the same, we are then more prone to helping one another and avail each other for help to establish equity. Next slide. But those who are going to be oblivious to God in this day, they will be sent to oblivion in the next life. In other words, if you deny God now, well then in the next life you will not have his protection. And therefore you will be in that darkness and you will be subjected to whatever the forces there are outside. And we know that even in this life, on this earth, if somebody goes to outer space without that protection, it just completely implodes. And this is the message that is given to those who are oblivious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and who are only basing life on materialism. Then pour over his head the anguish of burning despair, as opposed to the God conscious who will find themselves in a state secure. Then, next slide. The last thing is when the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam was going to Medina, there were people who were thinking that they needed to help him. So they came and they wanted to give him money and pay for him because he had guided them to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the Quran tells the Prophet to tell them, قُلْ لَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ أَجْرًا إِلَّا الْمُوَدَّةَ فِي الْقُرْبَى. I ask you, no reward do I ask of you for this message other than that you should love your fellow men. This is what the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is teaching us. He's teaching us that we are not for the material gains of this life, but our job is to spread love among humanity. And if we follow that, inshallah, we will gain tremendously on this day of Ramadan. Ramadan Kareem to all of you. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.